high short kick that is going to come up and bounce at the 20. Rutgers has a chance to recover it, and they do! What a play by the Scarlet Knights!
Get it to Harper with three, with two, with one. Harper for the win! Got it!
10 and 10 at the 21. Wimsett hands it off. It's Manunga getting to the corner left. 20, 15, catching to 10. Manunga down near the goal line. He is in! Touchdown, Rutgers!
Now with six. Baker making his move with five. Step back three for the lead. Oh. Yeah! With 1.1 to go.
Princeton transfer Zach Martini has announced his commitment to Rutgers basketball here on Wednesday night. This is my rapid reaction. The second transfer to land at Rutgers this week, Tyson Acuff, the seventh leading scorer in the nation from Eastern Michigan, committed on Monday. And now you have Zach Martini from Princeton, starter this past season, played 30 minutes a game, has the 93rd highest offensive rating in the country this season across college basketball per KenPom, and he brings fills a huge need, which is three-point shooting. Shot 38.5% on 156 attempts, 60% coming on spot-ups, and he, at 6'7", he's really a stretch four. He played some small ball center for Princeton the majority of the season. But for Rutgers, I think this is big for many reasons. First, it's an experienced player. He's a New Jersey guy. But more importantly, he's an experienced player from a winning team. He came off the bench for Princeton on their Sweet 16 run 2 years ago. He had 7.7 rebounds against Arizona in that upset, the 15-2 upset, seed upset 2 years ago. And then assumed a bigger role this past year. Played with some really good players. Xavier Lee is a really good point guard. Caden Pierce, tremendous. Obviously, Matalako, which we'll talk about in a minute. But Martini filled a great role for them and really stepped up as a shooter. He did not take a lot of 2-point shots, just 35, but he made 25, shot 71.4% from 2-point range and shot 83% from the foul line. So in terms of his advanced analytics, he was 58.8% effective field goal percentage, which is 109th nationally, and his true shooting percentage is 60%, 184 nationally. He fills a huge need. This team desperately needs offense. The other thing is he is versatile. He can defend multiple positions. You know, I've seen some things leading up to this that people were concerned that, you know, he's if he plays, you know, down low for Rutgers, and he only averaged eight. Was it 8 points and three boards last season? 8.4 points, 3.3 rebounds. If you watch his film, he's very fundamentally sound when it comes to boxing out. He just didn't. Princeton plays a different style. And that's why this whole science of analyzing transfers is not exact. No, because they're coming from different levels, but they're also playing in different systems, different styles, and they're going to fit differently on different teams based on how they're going to play. And Martini is not going to be asked to play the same way that he did at Princeton in the sense of being, you know, the small ball five. But he knows how to box out. He's fundamentally sound. He's a really tough player. He's built very solidly. He's got a ton of experience. He's a savvy player. He's a winning basketball player. He's a hooper. The kid loves basketball. He played at Gil St. Bernard's with Paul Mulcahy. Very good high school program. And he's, you know, I love the kind of player that works their way up on a really good team. And Martini just got better and better each year for a very good Princeton team. So a lot of positive traits there. But I think also, aside from all the stats, is the value he brings in his position. As a stretch four, he's going to allow Rutgers to space the floor a lot better. He's going to draw his defender out of the paint and onto the perimeter. And it's going to create more space for driving lanes, for Dylan Harper, Ace Bailey, Jeremiah Williams, Tyson Acuff, whoever else they get. It's really going to allow Rutgers to have a different style on offense. Everyone talks about an offensive coordinator and, it's having the right roster fit, the right personnel to be able to play a certain way, accentuate the strengths of your players, right? And we know if you watch the McDonald's All-American game last night, Dylan Harper, just dominant performance, tremendous ability to attack the rim off the bounce. And he, along with, I mean, Ace Bailey is just electric. We know Jeremiah Williams can attack the rim, but to have a guy like Martini that can spot up from three and take his big man defender out of the paint, that is tremendous value. And he's going to knock down a ton of threes next year. I mean, he had some big games this season where, you know, he could really splash it. Let's see. He had a game, his last game of the season against UNLV. He was 5 of 11 from three. Some, you know, multiple three games in 17 games out of his 28. He hit multiple threes. So he's going to be a weapon for this team. Whether he starts or comes off the bench, I don't think right now, because it all depends on how Rutgers fills out the roster. I think it's obvious they have to get a rim defender to replace Cliff. But they are adding offensive pieces. They're adding complementary players. And again, you know, I talked about this on Discord yesterday. There's a concern about, you know, Tyson Acuff and, you know, not the most efficient offensive player, but this is the bottom line with him, right? He took a lot of forced twos and threes, contested twos and threes at Eastern Michigan that Rutgers isn't going to need him or want him to take. And that's part of why he's, as people, you know, when you look at the numbers. But what does he do really well? He finishes at the rim, right? He scores, makes two-thirds of his shots on and shots at the rim. He is an 81% free throw shooter, and he has a super low turnover rate, 10%, with handling the ball a ton. So he brings attributes to Rutgers that if he could fill a role, he is going to be a huge addition. And now Martini comes in, a guy that already knows how to play a role, right? And Acuff, the difference with him is that, you know, having that relationship with Smoke Williamson, I think the buy-in is going to be there. And the reality is, you know, if he takes really bad shots out of the offensive flow with the talent they're going to have, he's going to hurt himself in terms of his own role. And that's where I think the strength of this roster reconstruction is as well. As Rutgers, you know, Pikul is going to have pieces to move around. And they need to continue to add, right? They need another starting guard. Maybe Acuff is that starting guard, but I think you need another guard who could shoot. Matalako is certainly the guy they want. Being friends and teammates with Martini certainly helps. He has a New Jersey connections with family. Ohio State's all over him. Notre Dame's all over him. His father was in the Columbus Dispatch today saying Ohio State, Notre Dame. He also referenced a couple other schools off the top of my head that I have to look up, but did not mention Rutgers. And they aren't getting him on campus before the dead period starts this weekend. So everything I'm hearing, everything some other, I mean, even Chili Donovan said that Rutgers is very much still in the mix. I think it came down to a timing issue, but if they don't get Matalako, Rutgers has options. You know, it's only April 3rd. It's only the third week of the portal season, and Rutgers has landed two legitimate offensive players. They have upgraded their offense considerably. I'm not comparing Zach Martini to Gavin Griffiths, but if, let's just say, it kind of shakes out that way roster-wise, Zach Martini is a proven three-point shooter at the college level. And although Gavin Griffiths might have a higher ceiling in his career, Rutgers has a proven three-point shooter now that they didn't have yesterday and they didn't have at the end of the season. So, you know, hat tip to Brian Fonseca. He said the only two players that have had a higher three-point shooting percentage in a season under Steve Pikul were Ron Harper Jr. and Cam Spencer. Now, the other thing about Ron Harper Jr. is, you know, people forget that he played the four for Rutgers quite a bit. And when he, you know, he was listed at 6'6", when he was measured at the NBA Combine without his shoes on, he was 6'4.5". So Zach Martini is 6'7". And although he, you know, isn't known as a banger, he is a solid body. He's a strong kid. He's tough. He can play inside for Rutgers. I'm not saying he's, you know, defensively, he's good. You know, I think he's fine. He's, you know, but again, scheme. Rutgers is, Steve Pikul knows how to scheme defense. And Zach Martin is a super bright person. You know, he's a Lynch scholar, and he obviously Princeton degree. And he is going to be able to help this team in many ways. His leadership, You know, he's been through some wars on the court. So this is a fantastic pickup. You know, they need more, right? They need another high impact guard. They need a rim defender, high impact center. Those are two big needs left. But if we're talking about April 3rd, comparatively to last year, and everyone freaking out, I mean, with all due respect to the six guys that have left for the portal, right? You had three guys that really weren't in line to play next year. And that's Derek Simpson, Antonio Chol, and Anton Wofolk. Then you have Mag and Cliff, who are going out there maximizing their value, right? Cliff, for the highest bidder right now, I mean, sounding like he's going to get somewhere around $1 million from a blue blood. So good for him. He graduated. He gave us 4 years. Good for him. Cliff, tremendous rim defender, but offensively, you know, had some struggles. I think for him mentally, it's probably best. I think he's going to be able to reinvent himself a little bit. And, you know, it's good to have different experiences. Rutgers has replaced him defensively, but they didn't lose, you know, first team all Big Ten center. You can replace someone of similar or even just in terms of close to what they had in Cliff. I really believe that because there are a lot of capable big men out there. They're at a premium right now, and that's why you're not seeing Rutgers go after it. I mean, Amari Williams, the kid from Drexel, everybody wanted him. I mean, his asking price is apparently $600,000. He set his four official visits today. Rutgers not on the list. There's going to be big men available. Believe me, Rutgers is working so many angles right now. But getting shooting, getting guard play, getting experienced players that can play a role, have versatility, have a specific skill set, know how to win, and can play within the team concept and help the culture and help be complementary players to Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper. That's what Rutgers needs. And I think Martini, no question, fits that completely. And I really believe Acuff, to get the number seven scorer in the country, right? Specific strengths that have been specific weaknesses for this team. I mean, they just added two 80%+ three-point shooters, guys that can be on the floor at the end of the game that shoot over 80% for their career from the foul line. Acuff shot 39% from three in the Atlantic 10. So, you know, he knows how to penetrate. He knows how to finish at the rim. Rutgers couldn't hit free throws. They couldn't hit threes. They couldn't make layups last year. You just got two guys in a three-day period on the third week of portal season that are huge upgrades in that regard, big time. So yes, they need to keep adding. They need to get an impact big. They need to get an impact guard. Whether that's Matalako, whether that's Nick Boyd is a guy I think will be interesting to see. Keep an eye on him. I don't know if they contacted him yet or not. He's from Florida Atlantic. He played at Don Bosco, so he's got connections with Dylan Harper. Was a impact player for Florida Atlantic the last 2 years. Final Four run, and then this past year. So, I mean, listen, there's lots of options. There are so many options, over 1,000 people in the portal right now. And Rutgers just landed two impact guys. So I think the way this offseason's gone so far is really good. And I didn't finish my thought with Mag leaving, and then also Gavin Griffiths, who's a guy that Gavin and Derek, 200+ field goal attempts, two lowest effective field goal percentages in the country. So bright futures, bad seasons, couldn't count on them to be major contributors next season. Hope they could be, but Rutgers just added two guys that have done it before. Obviously haven't done it in the Big Ten, but in terms of the roles they're going to be asked to play, I think it's going to translate well. And again, it's all about fitting in within the team roster and getting the puzzles to fit. And so far, great fit. And that's the thing. Like, Acuff and Martini, they could start. Would Rutgers be better off and stronger if they were the two first guys off the bench? Absolutely. And that could still happen with how they fill out the rest of this roster. There's technically two open scholarships still. Oscar Palmquist has not announced either way, so potentially you could have another spot there. So there's a lot of room to work with still. Rutgers is working behind the scenes. I mean, there's names that, just because you don't hear them involved in somebody doesn't mean they're not. And Zach Martini was kind of a public one, Tyson Acuff was not. So who else are they working? What else are they working to bring in? But two experienced veteran guys that they needed to have on this team for next season. Jeremiah Williams is a veteran guy. Obviously, you have now Dylan and Ace. Lathan Somerville, I think, is going to play a role. You know, Jermichael Davis had a very good freshman year. We'll see what role he could play. Agboli is still in the mix. I think, you know, he is – I was thinking about this today. His development this offseason is huge. If he can develop into a reliable big man backup, that would be a huge step for this team for next season too. So all in all, great pickup for Rutgers. Zach Martini, a Scarlet Knight. Again, tremendous shooter, but also adds tremendous value in all the intangibles he brings, but also the position he plays and his ability to stretch the floor, space the floor for Rutgers. That's going to do wonders for the offense just as much as any scheme or anything else, just to have the personnel that forces the defense to defend them in a different way and having guys that can attack the rim off the bounce efficiently. This is going to be a different offense, and this is a team that you know is going to be up-tempo. Zach Martini is actually an up-tempo guy. So, you know, Acuff can – I talked about his athleticism and smoothness. This is going to be a fun team to watch. There's more to go this offseason, but it's April 3rd, and Rutgers has two key pieces. Huge offseason so far for Steve Peichel. Thanks for watching and listening to the Scarlet Faithful podcast once again.